began discussing the Ramban in Parshas Bo midway through Perek Yud Gimel, when he speaks about why there are so many mitzvahs that are Zecha Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Yitzias Mitzrayim establishes so many of the fundamentals of our belief, of our faith, and undermines the arguments of so many of the Kofrim who deny our faith and claim that the world, the universe is eternal, they deny God, etc., etc. So the miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim establish that there's one God who created the world, controls the world, supervises over the world, and there's no limit to his powers. He can change and alter the laws of nature. And the reason why the pasuk repeats itself more than once, Laman Teda, within the context of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Ki Ani Hashem Bekerav Haaretz, is to teach these principles of the faith. Hashem controls the world, he's involved in the world, he supervises, he has not left the world. And the Ramban singles out a number of mitzvos that are Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. Many of them have to do with Leil HaPesach, the Chiyuv Kares for eating chametz, and for not bringing the Korban Pesach. And then he mentions mezuzah, that we should put up parshios on our mezuzos, and those parshios are meant to remind us of Yitzias Mitzrayim. He speaks about Kriyat Shema, Boker Va'erev. He speaks about the mitzvah tefillin at great length. And to summarize the Ramban, Yitzias Mitzrayim teaches Klal Yisrael what we call the Ikrei HaEmunah, the fundamentals of our faith. And amongst those mitzvos particularly that are meant to remind us of Yitzias Mitzrayim, he mentions tefillin, mezuzah, and Kriyat Shema. And in the last shiur, we left hanging the following question. When we look at the mitzvah of mezuzah, there are only two parshios in mezuzah, and those are the two parshios rishonos of Kriyat Shema. And in those two parshios, there's no mention whatsoever of Yitzias Mitzrayim, not even an allusion to Yitzias Mitzrayim. How could it be possible that the Ramban classifies mezuzah as a mitzvah that's meant to remind us of Yitzias Mitzrayim, when the parshios written in the mezuzah make no mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim? Then we studied the Ramban in Parshas Vayeschanan with regard to Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And that pasuk appears after the Aseres HaDibros. And the Ramban makes a big deal about the fact that it says Elokeinu and it doesn't say Elokecha or Elokechem as it usually does. And at the end of this presentation, the Ramban says that Hashem Elokeinu is a reference to the miracles that were brought about by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gdolos, the Noros. And he ends with the following four words that we want to emphasize. Lasos lo shem tiferes. So we mention Elokeinu in Shema Yisrael, and the Ramban connects that to the Nisim that Moshe Rabbeinu brought about in Mitzrayim, the special Nisim which are called Gedolos Noros, and they were brought about through Moshe Rabbeinu. So the second question for today that we want to focus on is, what is so special about these Nisim that Moshe Rabbeinu brought about? One could have argued that there are many other great miracles. Why did the Torah allude in the Pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu to the miracles in Mitzrayim that were brought about by Moshe Rabbeinu? What does it mean, Lasos lo l'shem u'tiferes? And why dafka is there an allusion to these nisim of Moshe Rabbeinu in the pasuk Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad? And we want to add a third question today. And that is based on the Ramban here in Parshas Bo. The Ramban says that with regard to Tefillin, the first two Parshas of Tefillin, which is Kadesh and Vayiki V'yacha, relate to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Here's the language of the Ramban. He says, V'hine michtav Parshas Kadesh V'hayiki V'yacha B'totofos. These are the first two Parshas of four Parshas that are written in the Tefillin. V'pnei ha-mitzvah zos shenitztaveinu b'hem lasos Yetzias Mitzrayim totofos b'ineinech. So since these two Parshios of Kadesh and Vahayik V'yacha have as their central theme Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Ramban says it's justified, it makes absolute sense that these are the Parshios that are included in Tefillin, because Tefillin is meant to remind us of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But now the Ramban has the problem with the other two Parshios. U'Parsha Shema V'hayim Shamoa. What about those two Parshios? They are not related to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Nitztavinu shenase hamitzvos. In these parshios, we are commanded to do the mitzvos. And the Ramban says that these parshios of Shema and Vahayim Shemoa are related to Yichud, the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, and to Zichron Kol HaMitzvos, to remind ourselves of all the Tariag Mitzvahs, and Onshan Uschar, the reward and punishment, V'chol HaShoresh Ba'emunah, the entire foundation of our faith. And here we have to raise the following question. If the second two Parshios are not related to Yetzias Mitzrayim, it seems very odd that the Ramban presents this mitzvah of Tefillin as one of those many mitzvahs that is Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Or, to ask that question differently, what is the connection between the first two Parshios and the second two Parshios? The first two Parshios clearly refer to Yetzias Mitzrayim. The second Parshios mention nothing about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And yet they're written in the Tefillin because they are the roots and the sources of our Emunah and the reminder for all the mitzvahs. It just seems offhand to be very strange, a min b'sheino mino kind of connection here, between, on the one hand, Parshios, the theme of which is Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Parshios, the theme of which are the fundamentals of our faith. The obvious connection between the two is that, as we said before, Yetzias Mitzrayim itself, and all the osos and mofsim, is the greatest proof against the kofrim, those who deny, and establish and demonstrate the belief in the existence of God, etc., etc. But I'd like to add still another question. If we go back to the Ramban in Vayeshanon, we started with the Ramban in Pasuk Dalet of Perek Vav. Now I want to fast forward to Pasuk Tes, and he writes the following. He's talking about the mitzvah of mezuzah, which appears in Vayeshanon, in the parasha of Kriyat Shema. And then he writes, Hosif bekan mitzvahs ha-mezuzah v'kasavtam al mezuzahs beisecha uvishagecha shalom nizkara. In other words, the Ramban in Vayeshanon opens up his presentation by saying that Sefer Dvarim has mitzvos which do not appear, have not been presented by Moshe Rabbeinu in the first four books, and one of them is mezuzah. So this, here in Vayeshanon, this presentation is the first time that we learn about the mitzvah of mezuzah. Now the Ramban throws a curveball. He says, "V'ulai gam zumivu emes." Perhaps we could say that Dvarim is Mishneh Torah and is repeating that which we already know. But then the Ramban has to ask himself, well, where is the mitzvah of mezuzah before Sefer Dvarim? And he writes, "Nir mezuzah sham." There's a remez, and it's, although the Torah doesn't explicitly mention mezuzah, but the Torah alludes to the mezuzah. And where is that? B'mitzvahs ulezikaron b'neinecha. He's referring to the parasha of Tefillin in Parashas Bo. L'mantia Torah Hashem b'ficha. So it means that he's combining mezuzah with Tefillin in Parashas Bo, again in his commentary in Vaschanan, in Parashas Bo, and the relationship between the two is clearly, according to the Ramban, the L'mantia Torah Hashem b'ficha. And that's something that's very strange. Where do we find the remez to mezuzah in the pasuk L'mantia Torah Hashem b'ficha? Now, in order to begin to analyze and try to resolve all these questions, we have three questions, basically. Number one, our first question is that we don't find in the midst of mezuzah anything more than the two parashas of Kriyat Shema, and yet the Ramban integrates mezuzah into the category of mitzvahs that are Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's no mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim in the mezuzah. Question number two was from the Ramban in Parashas Veschanon in Perek Vav, Pasuk Dalid, on Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, where the Ramban says that Elokeinu, which is unusual, is an implies the Nisim and the Gdolos, the Noros that were brought about by Moshe Rabbeinu, Lasos Lo Shem Tiferes. So the question is, why does Shema Yisrael become the, why is there an integration into Shema Yisrael for Nisei Mitzrayim, and what's Miyuchad here about the fact that it was done, accomplished through Moshe Rabbeinu? And finally, our third question and our last question is, where do we find in the parasha of Tefillin, where it says, L'mantia Torah Hashem b'ficha, an allusion, a remez, to the mitzvah of mezuzah? Let's read the pasuk in Parashas Bo, in its complete form, with regard to Tefillin. V'hayolcha li'os al yodecha l'zikaron b'neinecha l'man tia toras Hashem b'ficha ki v'yad chazaka otziach Hashem y'mitzrayim. And the Ramban rewrites the pasuk. Shi'uro v'hayolcha li'os al yodecha l'zikaron b'neinecha ki v'yad chazaka otziach Hashem y'mitzrayim. The purpose of Tefillin is to remind us of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then Leman Tia Torah Hashem Beficha, the Ramban takes Leman Tia Torah Hashem Beficha and places it conceptually at the end of the pasuk. Meaning, you write on your yacht and Bein Einecha Yetzias Mitzrayim, so that you'll remember Yetzias Mitzrayim constantly. And why? What's your ultimate goal? Leman Tia Torah Hashem Beficha, says the Ramban, Lishmar Mitzvosav Visarosav Ki Hu Adonecha Hapodcha Mibeis Avod. Here, if we take this Ramban in Parshas Bo, in the context of Tefillin, and integrate it into the Ramban in Parshas Veschanon, what we have is a conclusion that through Mitzvah's Tefillin, a person remembers constantly the miracles of the redemption of Mitzrayim, and from that he derives the obligation to be meticulous about the observance of all the mitzvahs of Torah. And how is that goal achieved? How do you get from remembering Nisei Mitzrayim and the Geula Mitzrayim to the point in which you recognize the obligation to observe all the mitzvahs? The answer is b'ficha. That there should be a zechira b'ficha. And that zechira b'ficha is a projectile that projects us to shmiras kol ha-mitzvahs. And if that be the case, it would seem that according to the Ramban, mezuzah, since it reminds us of Shmiras HaMitzvos, b'chol esu b'chol zman, because keep in mind, there are two parshios in mezuzah, and those two parshios, although they do not mention explicitly Yitzias Mitzrayim, but nevertheless, according to the Ramban, who says that tefillin is meant to lead us to Lamantia Torah Hashem Beficho Lishmar Mitzvosav Torosav, so we would have to say the same thing about mezuzah. Even though mezuzah has only the third and fourth parshios of tefillin, those are the two parshios that make up the mezuzah, nevertheless, since the subject of those two parshas, the theme, is Lishmar Mitzvosav Visarosav, our commitment to observe the mitzvos of Hashem, and that's the overlap between tefillin and mezuzah, and the Ramban says that in the parsha of tefillin, there is an allusion, there's a remez to the mitzvah of mezuzah, in the words, Leman Tia Torah Hashem Beficha. Now we put all the pieces of the puzzle together. The Leman Tia Torah Hashem Beficha of tefillin is a result of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The parshios of tefillin, meaning the first two parshios of Kadesh Li, Kol Bechar, and Hoya Kivi Acha, contain psukim that clearly indicate Yitzias Mitzrayim, and they lead up to Leman Tia Torah Hashem Beficha, to the Shmiras HaMitzvahs in the second set of two parashios. Those two parashios, the second set in Tefillin, are in the mezuzah, and what's missing in a sense in mezuzah are the first two parashios, but in tefillin, there's already a remez to mezuzah because of the second two parshios, which form the culmination of Yitzias Mitzrayim, meaning Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim is going to lead us to Lamantia Torah Hashem Beficha, which is the theme of the third and fourth parshios of tefillin, the two parshios of mezuzah. So the Goreim is the Zechira. And the goal, through that cause, through that process of Zechira of Yitzias Mitzrayim, is Leman Tia Torah Hashem Beficha. And in both Tefillin and Mezuzah, we're going to have a process of Zechira, which is going to lead us to Shmiras Kol HaMitzvos V'Kol Zman V'Kol Eis. In the case of Tefillin, the process is explicit. We begin with the first two parshios of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's going to lead and culminate in a commitment of Lishmar Mitzvosav V'Sarosav, and that all comes from Yitzias Mitzrayim. In the case of mezuzah, we have some sort of a, if you can call it, a truncated process in which we no longer feel compelled to repeat the first two parshios, namely the parshios of Yitzias Mitzrayim, but there's no doubt that the second set of parshios of tefillin, which are the parshios of mezuzah, of Shema Yisrael, and Vayim Shema, the parshios of Leman Tia Torah Hashem Beficha, commitment, Lishmar Mitzvos V'Sarosav, in mezuzah also by implication, by illusion, if you have the mirror image to tefillin, it's all based on Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim becomes the key to, number one, all the fundamentals of the faith, and that we already saw in the words of the Ramban here in Parshas Bo, when he spoke about tefillin, and he said that the second series of parshios are the parshios of the fundamentals of the faith, whereas Kadesh and V'Hayik V'Yach, the first two parshios, are Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim is going to lead to all the beliefs and undermining all the disbelievers of the Kofrim. And that's clearly in the Ramban. But above and beyond that, the very fact that we were taken out of Egypt from through the hand of Hashem, that itself, Yetzias Mitzrayim, is meant to teach us L'mantia Torah Hashem b'ficha. And the Ramban expresses that here in Parshas Bo in the words Lishmar Mitzvot Sarosov Kihu Adonecha Hapotcha Mibeis Avodim. He is your master, with a capital H and a capital M, who has redeemed you from Beis Avodim. Now, just to throw in an insert here, if you will, the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Mezuzah in Perek Vav, as he's wont to do, gives a sort of insight into the mitzvah and the nature of the mitzvah. He writes, Chayev Adam Lizar b'mezuzah, Mibnei Shechovas HaKol Tamin, the mezuzah is a mitzvah that is constant. That's very important in the Rambam. V'chol's manchi yikadis v'yetze, whenever he enters into the room, he leaves the room, yifga, he's pogea, meaning he encounters yichud Hashem, and shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yizkar avaso, v'yavishnei v'shkiyoso v'hevli azman. So the mezuzah is meant to project us into a higher world of spirituality, a world in which we accept upon ourselves the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We remember His love for us, and we cut ourselves off, so to speak, from the Havli Azman, from the Havolim and the vanities of this world, and we climb into a higher world, a higher world of Yichud Hashem. And this is how the Ramban would also, I think, see the mitzvah of mezuzah. Namely, Yizkar Tamid Yichud Hashem. And the Ramban's Laman Tia Torah Hashem Beficha, which again explicitly in the Torah is in Parashas Tefillin, but the Ramban connects it to mezuzah, means that through the mezuzah, we remember the mitzvahs Hashem and the commitment and the obligation to observe the mitzvahs Hashem. So again, even though there is no explicit mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Tefillin, in the mezuzah, my mistake, but nevertheless, since the mezuzah is meant to remind us constantly of Yichud Hashem and all the fundamentals of the Emunah of the faith of Israel, automatically that brings us back to the root, to the source. And that's the revelation of Hashem and all of His miracles at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we really do have, in a sense, a symmetry, almost a mirror image with regard to Tefillin on the one side and mezuzah on the other side. And the concept is a constant reminder, Chovas HaKol Tamid, as we saw in the Rambam in Perek Vav Milchus Mezuzah. And the Ramban would no doubt second the motion that we're talking about reminding ourselves constantly of Yichud Hashem, of being dedicated to fulfill and implement all of His mitzvos, His mandates. And that's Levantia Torah Hashem Beficha. And all this comes through Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because as we said before, any teaching concerning the fundamentals of faith automatically take us back to the source. And the source is Yetzias Mitzrayim. So just to summarize, since the mitzvah of mezuzah contains within it, in the Parshios, the fundamentals of our faith, Yichud Hashem Yisbarach, the revelation upon which we base our Emunah is the revelation of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So whenever, on a constant basis, we are remembering through the mezuzah, the Ikrei Emunah, then ipso facto we're remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. And basically, we could almost integrate Tefillin and Mezuzah into one entity. one perfect whole. Because both of these are meant to remind us of the revelation of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is a revelation of the unity of God, the supervision of God over this earth, the omnipotence of God. All of the fundamentals come from Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's both the mitzvah of tefillin and the mitzvah of mezuzah. In the case of tefillin, it's a little bit more outspoken and explicit because of the first two parashas of tefillin, but in the case of mezuzah, by allusion, by implication, there is a reminder of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because whenever you have Yichud Hashem, as we said before, you just mention Yichud Hashem and any of the other fundamentals of Aramuna, and automatically, if so facto, you're back to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And this presentation, I think, is a little bit more clear in one of the Ramban's Talmidim, in Rabbeinu Bechai, in Parshas Vaschanon. There he writes, with regard to the mitzvah of mezuzah, Tzorech atol adas ki mitocha mitzvah zos, by way of this mitzvah, namely the mitzvah of mezuzah, yisbaru lanu ikrei haTorah b'emuna, we gain clarity by reminding ourselves of the fundamentals of our Torah in faith, chidush ha'olam, that God created the world, hashgacha, He supervises the world, nevuah, there's prophecy, and these ideas, these articles of faith are reflected in the mezuzah, sharei parsha rishona nizkar inyan hayichud v'talmud Torah. The first parsha, that Shema Yisrael, focuses on the theme of yichud Hashem, of Talmud Torah. The parsha shniyah is amitas onesh v'schar. And then all of a sudden, Rabbeinu Bechai throws in v'zichron yitzias Mitzrayim. I mean, what's going on over here? Nasim ha'os shebo, meaning in the redemption from Egypt, nasim osos umos v'nisim v'forsamim mechayev ha'ikrim ha'ilin, meaning all the fundamentals of the faith which are reflected in the two parshios of Shema v'ayim Shema that constitute the mezuzah, all those articles of the faith are based on the evidence of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim becomes the Evan Pinah, so to speak, the foundation stone for all of the Ikrim, all of the fundamentals of our faith. And it really testifies and reveals the Yesodos of Emunah, the roots of faith, which is Chidush Olam, Hashgacha, and Nevuah. So we begin to see that since Yetzias Mitzrayim demonstrates the fundamentals of our faith, and Mezuzah is meant to remind us of the Ikrei Emunah that are embodied in Parshios Shema and Volume Shema on a constant basis, it's Yetzias Mitzrayim is written, so to speak, in the fabric of the mezuzah, even though it's not there explicitly in the Parshios. And it would seem, therefore, clearly that according to this understanding, the Pasuk Shema Yisrael must be an allusion to Nisim Mitzrayim, because Shema Yisrael presents the Yichud Hashem, and Yichud Hashem itself is a teaching that's based on the evidence of the Nisim and Inflows of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, whenever we recite Shema Yisrael, we are implicitly at least alluding to the Nisim that Moshe Rabbeinu brought about in the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim, where through these Nisim, the Ikrei Emunah, the fundamentals of our faith, were revealed and were demonstrated. And since the first parasha, namely Shema, is the parasha through which we remember the Ikrei Emunah, Yichud Hashem, etc., this is the proper place where we remember the source and the root of the Ikrei Emunah of our Yediyah. Where did it become clear? Where was it demonstrated and evidenced? In Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, when we experienced Yetzias Mitzrayim, and you know, when we, as our ancestors, went through it bechush, you know, in a tangible, sensible way, through their sense perception, they saw it and they experienced it. Those miracles, which were done again through Moshe Rabbeinu, prove the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So basically, the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, the Yikrei Amunah of Yichud Hashem, etc., is predicated on and founded on the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it doesn't surprise us that these two parashiyos of Kriyat Shema are inscribed both in Tefillin and Mezuzah. And in both cases, Tefillin and Mezuzah, we go back to Zecher LeYetzias Mitzrayim. So when the Ramban, as we said before, offers this enumerated list of mitzvahs, many, many mitzvahs that are Zecher LeYetzias Mitzrayim, he's got Tefillin and Mezuzah. We said Bishleim and Tefillin that has the first two parashas of Kaddish V'Hayik V'Yachal that mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, clearly Tefillin belongs to this set, or this, the membership in this club, which is, we'll call it the Zecher LeYetzias Mitzrayim club. What about the case of Mezuzah? And the answer is, since insofar as Mezuzah expresses the Yesodei Amunah, the Ikrei HaFaith, therefore Mezuzah likewise has to bring us back to the foundation, to the evidence, to the demonstration of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Kriyat Shema itself, as the Ramban points out in Vaschanon, is a reflection of the fundamentals of the faith, and therefore, even though these two parashas of Kriyat Shema do not mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, but nevertheless the remez is clear, because the idea of Ikrei Amunah itself is predicated, stands on the shoulders of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, there's another Ramban in Parshas Vaschanon that also appears in Parshas Yisro regarding Shema Yisrael, that's very important. The Ramban is interested in the fact that Shema Yisrael appears in the aftermath and almost directly after the Aseres HaDibros. Says the Ramban, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, gam bazeh mitzvah, meaning there's a mitzvah of Kriyat Shema to recite these parashios. Sheyivayer, and these become a biur, so to speak, ki bedibur anochi Hashem Elokecha hayichud. Now keep in mind that the Ramban belongs to the camp of the Rambam, codifying Emuna, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, as one of the Tariq mitzvahs. And the Ramban here, with regard to his explanation of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema in Parsha Shema, explains that Kriyat Shema belongs to Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So it's interesting that Anochi Hashem Elokecha is not only a single mitzvah within the Taryag, according to the Ramban, but more than that, Anochi Hashem Elokecha is almost an umbrella mitzvah. It's almost an overarching mitzvah that gives birth to tributaries. And in this case, Anochi Hashem Elokecha gives birth, so to speak, to the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. And Kriyat Shema appears in the Torah following Anochi Hashem Elokecha as an explanation, as a biur of this mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It is the root of our faith. Anyone who accepts Kriyat Shema is accepting Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and if he doesn't, then by rejecting Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, he becomes a kofir be'ikar. He becomes an oved avodah zarah. So now we have a very interesting structure here. It's like Avos and Toldos. We have Anochi Hashem Elokecha according to the Ramban as the Shoresh. This is the root of the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. We have Shema Yisrael as the recitation, which expresses that Yichud Hashem. And we're going to write the parashios of Shema and Vayim Shemoa on the tefillin and in the mezuzah. But moreover, all of these lead back to the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokech, to believe in God. That belief in God is very abstract, and it is defined and explained by Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema in all its glorious detail, which is focused at least at the beginning on Yichra Hashem, is going to be an explanation of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's not coincidental that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad in the midst of Kriyat Shema appear right after Anochi Hashem Elokecha and the Aseret HaDibros. Anochi Hashem Elokecha is Yichra Hashem, and Yichra Hashem, it's not enough to believe, we also have to recite the parashios, and that's the midst of Kriyat Shema. So basically, it comes out that according to this presentation, the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is a subset, a tributary of the overarching mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Anochi Hashem Elokecha means accept upon me, accept upon yourself me, says Hashem, Anochi Hashem, as your God, your master. And that's called Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim. But in that sense, Anochi Hashem Elokecha is defined as a mitzvah halev, chovas halev. How do I achieve Anochi Hashem Elokecha and its goal in an objective sort of way, not just in my heart and as an inner moment, but something external? And the answer is by reciting Kriyat Shema. So Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim of Kriyat Shema is, according to the Ramban, a kiyum of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's Anochi Hashem Elokecha that gives rise to the mitzvah of Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim of Kriyat Shema. And we could go the other way around, it's a reciprocal relationship. Kriyat Shema itself fleshes out the Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and many different dimensions of Anochi Hashem Elokecha become clarified through the Kriyat Shema. It's no coincidence that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokecha appears, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, appears right after the Aseret HaDibros. So we have a relationship now between Kriyat Shema as Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim and Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and both of these form one entity, which is the Yesodei HaEmuna, the Ikrei Hadas, the belief in God, His supervision, reward and punishment, His omnipotence. All these are embodied in the midst of Anochi Hashem Elokecha as interpreted and expanded by Kriyat Shema. And all this is connected back to Tefillin and to Mezuzah. And why is that? Because Tefillin and Mezuzah both contain these parshios of Shema and Vayim Shema, the parshios of Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim, the parshios of Yichud Hashem and all the fundamentals of the faith. But what we have in Tefillin is a very important additional piece, and that is that the first two parshios of Tefillin are Zecher Letzius Mitzrayim. And from that we expanded it to Mezuzah, that Mezuzah likewise is hinted at in the parasha of Tefillin, here in Bo. And why is that? Where's the hint? Where's the allusion? The answer is not just because the two parshas of Shema Yisrael and Vayim Shema are common to both Tefillin and Mezuzah, but in a sense, there are other parshios, namely the parshios of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which either explicitly or implicitly are integrated into both Tefillin and Mezuzah. In the case of Tefillin, it's explicit, and that's the first two parshios of Tefillin, Kadesh and Vayim Shema Kiviyacha. And in the case of Mezuzah, it's implicit by virtue of the mirror imaging and the analogy between Tefillin and Mezuzah. And it's no coincidence that this parsha of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, appears in the aftermath, contiguous to Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the Aseret HaDibros, because the kiyum of Kriyat Shema as Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim is part and parcel of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. But moreover, the psukim in Parsha Shema are meant to flesh out that emunah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And we also should add that Anochi Hashem Elokecha share Hotzei Sicha Meretz Mitzrayim. It's not coincidental. Hashem identifies himself as the God who took you out of Mitzrayim. He could have identified himself as the God of Creator, of creation. But no, he's interested in teaching you Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because all the fundamentals of our faith and all the rejections of those Apikuris to Shekofrim who deny our faith, they're all inherent in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. I'd like to fast forward a little bit from Parshas Bo to Parshas Yisro to the Aseret Dibros and study with you the Ramban on the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The Ramban opens up by emphasizing Hadibra Hazem Mitzvah Sasei Omar Anochi Hashem Yore V'Yitzava Osanu Sheyed Osam Sheyedu V'Yaminu Ki Yesh Hashem Hu Elokim Lehem Klomer Hiva Kadmon Meito Hayakol Bechefetz Ubiyecholes V'Hu Elokim Lehem Shechayovim Lavod Osa. So the details or the elements that make up Anochi Hashem as a mitzvah say is the command to know and to believe that there is a God. He is the master over you. He created you. He precedes everything before anything came into existence. He was in existence. And everything that exists exists because of Him, because of His will and His limitless power. He is your master and you are obligated to serve Him. All the above are included, says the Ramban, in Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And then the pasuk says, "V'yomar Asher Otzeisicha Be'eretz Yitzrayim ki hotzaasa misham Torah al mitzius al chefetz al yidia al hashkacha and on chidush." Basically, the Ramban reiterates what he said over and over again here in Parshas Bo, that it's through Yitzias Mitzrayim that we demonstrate and establish as evidence all the fundamental elements of our belief. Vayicholus Torah al Yichud. There's only one God, and all of existence depends upon Him. His existence is unique, and His power over everything that exists is infinite and limitless. Bavur teida, and therefore you see this in the parsha of Yitzias Mitzrayim, ki ein kamochi b'chol haaretz. V'zeh tam asher tzeisicha, ki heim ha-yodim v'ha-edim b'chol eila. So it's no coincidence, says the Ramban, that in this very fundamental and intricate mitzvah amongst the Taryag, the first of the 613, namely Anochi Hashem, which has so many different parts, it's no coincidence that the reference here is to Yitzias Mitzrayim, because Yitzias Mitzrayim really is the fundamental underpinning. It is the foundation, if you will, of all the fundamentals of our belief that are listed here by the Ramban on the Pasuk Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And then we have to add, based on the Ramban that we saw earlier, regarding Kriyat Shema, that Kriyat Shema now, as Kabbal Solmol Cheshemayim, is the Maisa Mitzvah, as the Kiyama Mitzvah, is the Anochi Hashem Elokecha. But all that is belief. How do we express that externally in objective terms in the Olam HaMaaseh? And the answer is to recite Kriyat Shema, and to accept upon ourselves, as the Ramban said about Anochi, that Hu Elokim V'chayovim Lavod Oso Ki Otzeisam the Eretz Mitzrayim, etc., etc. So we have a mitzvah of Anochi Hashem, which is emunah, believing and accepting all the fundamentals of the faith, but all of this emunah really derives from and is based upon the historical experience of Klal Yisrael leaving, exiting from Mitzrayim, Benisim, Gluyim, with open miracles. And that Yitzim Mitzrayim demonstrates the Ikrei Emunah, and the Ikrei Emunah constitute the essence, the kishkis of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema and, of course, of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So obviously, the Ramban makes a big deal about the fact that included in Kriyat Shema is Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's in the third parsha of Kriyat Shema at the end. But really, it's inherent in the first two parshas as well, because all the Yesodei Emunah and the Yichud Hashem and the dedication of his mitzvahs in the first two parshas are all predicated upon and derived from Yitzias Mitzrayim. So, leaving out the fact that Vayomer culminates with Ani Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzeisicha Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Dal Mihachi, just the first two parshas alone, with all the Yesodei and Ikrei Emunah, they themselves remind us and point in the direction of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And therefore it makes sense to assume that Kriyat Shema is an extension, a kiyum of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Because Anochi Hashem Elokecha requires of us to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ani Hashem Elokei Asher Tzoseicha Anochi Hashem Elokei Asher Tzoseicha Meretz Mitzrayim. And from Yitzias Mitzrayim to derive all the Ikrei Ha'emuna. Now at this point in our presentation, I think we want to emphasize the Nisim Shenasu Al Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu. You recall, and this was one of our main caches, that the Ramban, back in the presentation in Vaschadon of Mezuzah, the Ramban emphasizes that first parsha of Mezuzah, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Elokeinu, is a reminder that Hashem created all the miracles of Mitzrayim, the Gdolos, and the Neros through Moshe Rabbeinu, Lassos Lo Shem, Shem V'Tiferes. Shem Tiferes. So what's unique about the miracles of Mitzrayim that were done through Moshe Rabbeinu? And here, I think we want to emphasize that the Ramban sees Moshe Rabbeinu as the individual who combined in his thinking process two different, shall we say, gigantic and momentous historical occasions. And that combination in the mind of Moshe, I think, is indicative and reveals the unique status of the Nisim of Moshe Rabbeinu that generate Tiferes, the Nisim of Mitzrayim. So in order to appreciate that, we look at the Ramban at the beginning of Parshas Va'era on the Pasuk Ushmi Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei Lo Nadati Lahem, and the Ramban emphasizes that Moshe was Zochi, merited the Hanhaga of Midas HaRachmim of Shema HaGadol, that means the Yudke Vavke. And here the Ramban on the Pasuk Shmi Hashem Lo Nodati Lahem at the beginning of Va'era alludes to the same concept of Tiferes, Molich Liyamin Moshe Zroa Tifarto. And this Tiferes is Moshe Rabbeinu, or is engendered by Moshe Rabbeinu. Kein nohato imach lasos l'choshem Tiferes. Moshe Rabbeinu will never mention Kel Shakai, because, says the Ramban, Kel Shakai is now being replaced by Yudke Vavke, the Shema Gadol. Ki Torah b'shma agol nitna, shenemar anochi Hashem Elokecha. The Ramban emphasizes that Yud Kei Vav Kei is the name of God of Anochi, and the Torah itself was given at Har Sinai with the Shem Havaya, with the Shem Agadol, with the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now, again, a lot of this is esoteric and mystical, but let's just very superficially explain that Nesinas HaTorah was engendered by the compassion, the Mida, the attribute of compassion, divine compassion, which is identical with the Shema HaGadol, and the Yetzias Mitzrayim was also with the same name. And that's what Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu in the original encounter at the snare. Hashem tells Moshe, I will activate all the miracles, bring about all the miracles through the Shema HaGadol, through the Yud Kei Vav Kei. We're no longer in the mode of the Hanhaga of Kel Shakai. And both Yetzias Mitzrayim and Nesinas HaTorah, says the Ramban, are engendered and achieved through Shema HaGadol, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the Yud Kei Vav Kei. what is unique about Yud Kei Vav Kei Shema Gadol? And the Rabban explains that although the Avos knew Kel Shakai, they were unaware they didn't have any encounter, if you will, with the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. Asher Bo, with that name, Nia Kol Hoveh, everything in the world that came into existence. God created the world ex nihilo with Yud Kei Vav Kei. Lo Nodati Lahem Livro Lahem Chadoshos Bishinu Atolodos. There was no new creative process that the Avos were aware of. They observed in their lifetime because Hashem did not reveal the Yud Kei Vav Kei. But Lachain Emar Livnei Yisrael, I want you to go and tell the people of Israel, says the Rabban at the beginning of Parshas Vayera, Ani Hashem, I am Yud Kei Vav Kei. V'todi alehem pa'am acheres Hashem agol ki bo ani osei imoim lahafli v'yedu ki ani Hashem osa kol. The Shem Havaya is the name that, number one, applies to the beginning of creation. It's the name that implies Midas HaRachamim. And it's the name with which God revealed Himself to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai from Mount Torah. And that revelation of the Shem Hashem took place for the first time with the miracles of Mitzrayim. So the Ramban in Parshas Yisro, when he speaks about Kriyachma and identifies Kriyachma as Kabbalas Ol Malchu Shamayim, this all relates to the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem, which the Rabban identifies with the Shem HaGadol Yud Kei Vav Kei Asher Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. I think the Ramban is perhaps clearer in a drush of his, which you'll see in Kisvei Ramban, and Shalmei Nochum refers to this Ramban in his famous drush of Torah Tamima. Let me read the main section that's relevant to our discussion. I will ikar adover baruhu lekol ma'ayin ma'ayin. Ki mitchilo amar anochi Hashem lomar shiaminu sheyesh aloka nimtza. And this lafuki, the das of someone who would say in his heart there's no God. The hiskir Hashem yud kei vav kei shu shem ha'etzem bo yisod havaya. This is the name with which God creates the universe. V'nasim bo oso sumofsim. This is the name that engenders all the miracles and wonders of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hamishanim es Havayosa Shalolam, which actually changed the very fabric or the laws of nature with which God created the world. Hu Hashem Anigal Moshe Bivol Chadish Osos Emosim. This name was revealed first to Moshe Rabbeinu. Loma Shenod the Love of Shukel Shakai, in contradistinction to the Kel Shakai name that was revealed and familiar to the Avos. And then the Ramban quotes the beginning of Parshas Vayera. Vayera l'Avraham v'l'Yitzchok v'asher tzeicha. Then the Ramban says, V'yomer asher tzeicha. Here in Anochi, the first the Aseres HaDibros, the great mitzvah of Muna, the Ramban says, asher tzeicha, lazkirav shekfar yedu, So the emphasis, says the Ramban in his Rosh of Torah Tmima, in Anochi Hashem Elokech, is on the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the Mid of Elokim is completely omitted here, because Anochi Hashem Elokech is a reference to those great miracles that were engendered and created by God, the God of Yud Kei Vav Kei, Asher Tzei Sicha Meretz Mitzrayim. That's the Anochi Hashem. And from Yitzias Mitzrayim, says the Rabban, it becomes clear to us the knowledge of all the fundamentals of the faith. So we see clearly from the Rabban that the mitzvah Anochi Hashem Elokecha is connected to Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, to know all the fundamentals of our faith, about God's existence, His Hashgach, His Yecholis. And we should know that the Shem Havaya is the name with which God created everything, and it's also the name in which with which God engendered all the miracles that took place at Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that Shem Hashem, which engenders all the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is the identical Shem with which God created the world. It means that fundamentally the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, which means that we have to recognize all the fundamentals of our faith, all those fundamentals were revealed to Klal Yisrael at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the miracles and the entire process of the redemption in Egypt demonstrates to all of Klal Yisrael the Ikre Ha'emuna, the fundamentals of the faith, to clarify them without any shadow of a doubt. And included in the Ikri Amuna is the idea that the shame with which God created the world, is the same shame with which He changes the world. He changes the laws of nature that He authored at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore we understand very well that within the context of Kriyat Shema, Nisei Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, which were done through Moshe Rabbeinu, through the name Havaya, are incorporated into the very fabric of Kriyat Shema. And in Mezuzah, which also includes the Ikrei Emuna, these Ikrei Emuna are derived from Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's the remez in Mezuzah to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why is Matan Torah engendered by Shem Havaya? We understand Yetzias Mitzrayim, there were miracles that changed, and it was a complete upheaval of the laws of nature. That's the God, the author of the world, that's the Yud Kei Vav Kei. But why, what's the secret here that Matan Torah should be implemented by the Shem Havaya? And although I don't have an absolutely clear answer to this question, but what I would like to share with you is the Ramban back in the snare in Shmos Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Omerli Mashmo Ma Omer Aleihem. The Ramban is of the opinion that Moshe was at the time of the snare Av Bechachma. He was a great, wise individual. Gadol B'Maila Sanavur, he's a great prophet. And he was curious to know, Moshe Rabbeinu, with which name God is sending him on this shlichus. Rabban says, "Kol v'ezo midu sholeach aleihem. Im b'midas kel shakai, shehi shamda li'ovas, v'midas rachmel yonis, shetaseh ba, ososim osim mechadshim, mechudashim abriya." And this is what Hashem responded to him, that the source or the power that's being activated here for Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Asiyas Ha'osos Emosim is the same as the power and the attribute of God of Maimon Har Sinai. And Moshe Rabbeinu says Rabban knew that Maimon Har Sinai and Matan Torah could not take place with Kel Shakai. It must be initiated and generated by Yud Kei Vav Kei. And therefore, says the Ramban, Moshe Rabbeinu assumed a hekesh here, an analogy between Yetzias Mitzrayim and giving of the Torah, because in one single encounter at the snare, Hashem appointed Moshe as both the Goel Shall Yisrael for the Gulas Mitzrayim, and as well as the Nosei Natorah. Moshe made a hekesh, just like Nesina Satorah would have to be with the Shema Gadol. With Yud Kei Vav Kei, so too, the process of redemption from Egypt, the Geula, would have to take place through Yud Kei Vav Kei. Kel Shaka is put on the side. Moshe Rabbeinu, in his mind, in his thinking, it was a Dover Pasha, there was no question that the Torah would be given with the Shema Havaya. His only doubt, Moshe Rabbeinu, was, what about the Nisim of Mitzrayim for the Yetziah Mitzrayim? Will they be initiated by Shem Shakai? And the miracles would take place within the framework of nature? Or would the Nisim of Mitzrayim be L'mayla Miderech HaTeva? And that would have to require the Shem Havaya. This was what Moshe Rabbeinu was curious about. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer is very, very clear, that Nisim Mitzrayim will be like Matan Torah, and they will be engendered by the Shem Havaya. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu so convinced that Matan Torah would have to take place through the Shem Havaya? What's the connection here between Matan Torah and Shem Havaya? I mean, there's nothing in the Psukim that tell us, or in the Rabban Lechor, that tell us how Moshe Rabbeinu, or why he drew that conclusion. But the answer probably is because Matan Torah is like creation. And insofar as creation requires Yud Kei Vav Kei, that's the power of creation. So too Matan Torah requires Yud Kei Vav Kei. There's the world up until Matan Torah, and there's a new world that's created after Matan Torah. And that new world, like the first world, has to be created through Yud Kei Vav Kei. And how do we know that Matan Torah is a new creation? The Pasuk says, Vayera Vayvoki Yom Hashishi, and Reish Lakish, quoted in the Gemara in Shabbos Peches, says that the extra hey of Hashishi is an allusion to the fact that Hashem made a condition with Maisa Bereishis. The honor lehem in Yisrael mekabel that Torah, atem miskayim v'im labani maxis olam letovavo. So the entire creation process is contingent upon Klal Yisrael accepting the Torah. If Klal Yisrael had not accepted the Torah, the world would revert, says Reish Lakish, back to its original state of nihilo, of tovavo. So Maimed Arsina really is shayach, it's related to the creation itself, it justifies the creation, because through Kabbalah Satorah, the world was maintained, it wasn't reversed back to the situation of Tov Vavo. And therefore it becomes clear that from the Ramban, that Matan Torah would have to be engendered through Shema Vaya, because the moment, the hour of Matan Torah was the hour of Brias HaOlam, Ma Brias HaOlam al Yidei Yud Kei Vav Kei Af Nesina HaTorah al Yidei Yud Kei Vav Kei. Memela, it became clear that just as the world was created through Shema Vaya, Matan Torah would take place through Shema Vaya. It's a brand new world of Matan Torah, and the creation of a new world requires Shema Vaya. And perhaps with this introduction we can understand, when the Rambam counts in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzis Mitzrayim, he omits the counting of mitzvah Zechiras Yetzis Mitzrayim that applies every day of the year. And the answer that I heard in the name of Reb Chaim, and I heard it from the Rebbe more than once, is that Zechiras Yetzis Mitzrayim is included in the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. It means that Zechiras Yetzis Mitzrayim, through the Shem Havaya, is a mitzvah, is a new creation, and it establishes all the fundamentals of the belief. And Parshas Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is basically Kriyat Shema, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, the acceptance of all the fundamentals of the faith. There's no reason and no necessity to count Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as a separate independent mitzvah, because fundamentally it's part and parcel of Kriyat Shema. And we can add today that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is part and parcel of the general mitzvah, the overall umbrella mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So if you ask, why does the Rambam and the Ramban maintain that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is included in the midst of Kriyat Shema, rather than being counted and classified as a mitzvah unto itself? The answer is very clear, because the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is Kabbal Sol Malchus Shemayim, and the Ramban maintains that that's part of the Kiyum of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and within the context of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, there's a mitzvah, an obligation of remembering the fundamentals of our faith. That's Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and then it's Asher Tzitzichem Eretz Yisrael, the underlying proof and evidence that demonstrates the Ikrei Amunah, which is Yetzias Mitzrayim. It teaches us about the Amunah and establishes our faith. And we saw that the Tzuras HaMitzvah is that through Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, we remember all the fundamentals of our faith. We accept upon ourselves the Yichud Hashem and all of His greatness. That itself is a Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. Therefore, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not a mitzvah unto itself, independent of Anochi Hashem, but rather it's part and parcel of the Anochi Hashem, or if you want to get it more specific, it's part and parcel of Kriyat Shema, because Kriyat Shema is the objective Maisa of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And included in the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is the mention of all the mitzvahs. And that's the Parsha Vayom Shema. Now we can go back to the Ramban in Parshas Yisro of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and the Ramban says, "Asher tzeisichem beis havodim sheyu omdim b'mitzrayim beis havodim shvuyim leparo v'yom lehem sheim chayovim sheyi Hashem agol v'nichva v'nor azel lehem leilokim sheyavduhu ki hu podo sami avdus mitzrayim." So the Ramban in the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha connects us to Yetzias Mitzrayim, because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim with the Shema Gadol, and we therefore are obligated to accept upon ourselves the mastery and the commitment to serve that great master, Ki Hu Podos HaMi'avdus Mitzrayim. So the mitzvah Anochi Hashem Elokecha includes within it the obligation to serve Hashem, the Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, which is essentially a Kabbalas Avdus Hashem, or Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos. And Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos is in a sense a spin-off of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. It's all included under the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim of Kriyat Shema is really integrated into Hazkaras Yetzias Mitzrayim, or if you want to say it the reverse, Hazkaras Yetzias Mitzrayim is integrated into the framework of Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos. It's all one entity. And the complete perfect Maisa that brings about the Kiyum of Anochi Hashem Elokecha is to remember and to formulate Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim and the fundamentals of the faith of Yichud Hashem, etc., together with Hazkaras Yetzias Mitzrayim. That is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And if we swing back now to our original questions, to make a summary of everything we've been discussing, and this turns out to be a very long and complex discussion, the Ramban, but we successfully, I think, have woven and integrated a number of statements of the Ramban into one large picture. We asked, how is the mitzvah of mezuzah koyt to Ramban part and parcel of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? And that we've answered because mezuzah, like tefillin, is a reminder and an acceptance of the fundamentals of our faith, of our emunah, which we detailed many times. We don't have to review that in the two parashiyos rishonos of Kriyat Shema that are written in the mezuzah. And all this is predicated upon Yetzias Mitzrayim. We understand why in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, which is an acceptance upon ourselves of Yichud Hashem, of Ol Malchus Shemayim, and all the fundamentals of our faith, we mention Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem Elokeinu is a reference, an allusion to Moshe Rabbeinu, who engendered the Gdolos and Oros of Nisi Mitzrayim, Lasos Lo Shem Tiferes. The Shem Tiferes means the glorification of Hashem is through the special Nisim of Moshe Rabbeinu, because the Shem Tiferes here is Yud Kei Vav Kei, the same name with which God created the universe, the same name with which God brought about the Nisei Mitzrayim, the Niflos Gedolos, and the same shame with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, the Matan Torah, to Har Sinai. And we were wondering why Shema Yisrael includes within it a remez to Nisei Mitzrayim that were done through Moshe Rabbeinu. And the answer is because Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that Kabbal Solomon Chashmayim, that Yichud Hashem, is all predicated on Yitzias Mitzrayim and the great miracles that were brought about through Moshe Rabbeinu, not with the Shem Kel Shakai, but with the Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Shem Hashem, which he revealed to Moshe at the snare, and the Shem Hashem with which Moshe will bring about through his agency the Matan Torah, the Kabbalah Satorah experience. That's the same Shem Havaya with which God, as the author of the universe, will change the universe and change and alter the laws of nature through the Yitzias Mitzrayim process. So Yitzias Mitzrayim is integrated into Tefillin, into Mezuzah, into all the mitzvahs of Leil HaPesach, and into Kriyat Shema, and finally as a kiyum of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. In closing, we might add that the Ramban's emphasis, Shenase Tomid Zikaron, V'os Lasharo Einenu V'natik Hador El Banenu V'nenu L'vneim V'neim L'vnei V'nei V'neim Ad Dor HaAchron, that this fundamental concept of the Osos and Mofsim of Yetzias Mitzrayim reflects itself in so many mitzvahs that we are commanded to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim constantly. And the Ramban's example of constancy is number one, the mezuzah, number two, the tefillin, number three, Kriyat Shema, Erev HaBoker, which the Ramban emphasizes, of course, the Emes V'Yatziv, and other mitzvahs which the Ramban mentions here that are related to Yomim Tovim, Sukkah, and of course the Leil Pesach. But fundamentally, this Tamid concept, which we saw in the Rambam in Hilchas Mezuzah, is the fundamentals of the faith that have to be reminded, we have to be reminded of constantly, and the mitzvah of Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is omitted in Taryag according to the Rambam and the Ramban, is because it's all part of Kriyat Shema. And Kriyat Shema, which is Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim, is predicated upon Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is part and parcel and integral to the very essence of Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim. Okay, we'll stop here.